"You killed your father?" Dumbledore said, in the same soft voice. "What did you do with the body?"
"Carried it into the forest, covered it with the invisibility cloak. I had the map with me. I watched Potter run into the castle. He met Snape. Dumbledore joined them. I watched Potter bringing Dumbledore out of the castle. I walked back out of the forest, doubled around behind them, went to meet them. I told Dumbledore Snape had told me where to come. Dumbledore told me to go and look for my father. I went back to my father's body, watched the map. When everyone was gone, I transfigured my father's body. He became a bone. I buried it, while wearing the invisibility cloak, in the freshly dug earth in front of Hagrid's cabin." There was complete silence now, except for Winky's continued sobs. Then Dumbledore said,
"And tonight?" "I offer to carry the Triwizard Cup into the maze before dinner," whispered Barty Crouch. "Turned it into a portkey. My master's plan worked. He is returned to power, and I will be honored by him beyond the dreams of wizards."
The insane smile lit his features once more, and his head drooped onto his shoulder as Winky wailed and sobbed at his side.